CBS News, this is Doug Poling. In Beirut, the Shiite Muslim militia leader Nabi Berri says all American hostages have been taken off the hijacked TWA plane, but airport officials say they are still aboard. Wherever they are, approximately 40 Americans are believed still held captive in this incident, which began on Friday. The United States has told Berri that he is the key to ending the hijacking, but presidential spokesman Larry Speaks says the hijackers' demands amount to impossible preconditions. Speaks did hold open the possibility that Israel may release more than 700 Shiite prisoners, as the hijackers have been demanding. President Reagan is following developments, but saying very little right now. White House correspondent Jacqueline Adams reports.
In the Rose Garden to announce a new Blue Ribbon Commission on Defense Management, President Reagan refused to say very much about the ongoing hostage crisis in Beirut.
I'm not going to comment on anything other than to tell you we're doing everything that can be done.
According to press spokesman Larry Speaks, the president is fully capable of dealing with the hostage situation and carrying on the affairs of state. Today, Mr. Reagan held meetings on tax reform, chemical weapons, and textile imports, in addition to being updated on events in Lebanon. Officials here aren't citing the Carter administration specifically, but they seem determined to avoid being held hostage themselves. The president is still scheduled to hold his news conference tomorrow night and travel to Indiana and Texas later in the week to push his tax reform program. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, The White House.
Absolutely nothing is more essential to success than a powerful vocabulary. And now a powerful vocabulary can be yours just by listening to the Smart Tapes, the complete vocabulary course on audio cassette tapes. So if your vocabulary is a bit anemic, get the Smart Tapes, a mega dose of verbal vitamins for the brain.
Prepared by Dr. Robert Kuntz. Call 1-800-833-1984. 1-800-833-1984.
Whatever your travel plans this summer, call 1-800-HOLIDAY first for reservations at any of nearly 1,500 Holiday Inn hotels across America.
We're always right where you want us, wherever you want to be.
Remember, whether it's on the beach, along the highway, or close to your favorite travel attractions,
now Holiday Inn is a better place to be.
For reservations, call 1-800-HOLIDAY.
Among the many unanswered questions about the hijacking of Flight 847, who is the young American brutally murdered by the Shiite Muslims the day they took over the plane? One hostage who's been released says he was a brave man. Dan Revive in London reports.
An Australian teenager released Saturday from the hijacked plane told about the American who was killed by the Shiite gunmen during a stop in Beirut on Friday night. 16-year-old Ruth Henderson said he was not a Marine, but a U.S. Navy diver. He was sitting next to her on the plane, but she did not name him because she could not be 100% certain that he's dead. What she saw was the hijackers kicking him in the head, his face, his knees, and his body until all his ribs were broken.
He was in shock for about an hour, and then I managed to help him get out of it.
They hit him on the head with a pistol again and again.
His hands were a bit tied to the point where he couldn't feel them.
Ruth Henderson says she tried to keep up his spirits. He was, she said, the bravest person I've ever met. They singled him out because of his U.S. military passport. Later, they dragged him away and shot him. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
The space shuttle Discovery is orbiting the Earth after a faultless launch from the Kennedy Space Center this morning. Flight Director Cleon Lacefield said it was one of the smoothest launches in a long time. Five Americans, a Saudi prince, and a Frenchman are aboard for a week-long mission. In Sao Paulo, Brazil today, U.S., Israeli, and West German experts examined the remains of what some authorities believe is the body of Nazi war criminal Josef Mengele. Officials also said the grave from which the remains were taken has been reopened in search of more clues. The Burroughs Corporation said today it has ended its negotiations with Sperry Corporation, aimed at a merger between the two firms. Burroughs had various concerns of Sperry management made it impossible to form an alliance. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 5.60 in the volume so far today, 67,670,000 shares.
We can be a lifeline or a heartline. We'll be there when you need us to be.
Expect AT&T to be the best, that's what we'll be, the right choice, AT&T.
Barbara Knight,
AT&T Long Distance Operator.
I give each and every one of my customers individual attention. They are important to me. This is our business, satisfying customers.
Whether it's telephones, long distance, information systems, or computers.
The right choice.
United Airlines says it's planning to restore more than 90% of its service by July 1st and expects 100% of its flights to be back by the end of the summer. United is offering some incentives to get customers back. These include a 50% cash rebate for passengers flying United between July 1st and 7th. The Airline Pilots Association on Friday announced an end to the month-long strike against United. Some issues remain, though, and the pilots have filed an unfair labor practices charge against the company. This is Doug Poling, CBS News. CBS News, this is Frank Settapani. The American killed in the hijacking of TWA Flight 847 by Arab gunmen has now been identified as Robert Steedham, a 24-year-old Navy frogman from Waldorf, Maryland. The identification was released this afternoon by the Office of Maryland Representative Roy Dyson. Steedham was bound and beaten before he was shot and thrown to the airport runway in Beirut Friday night. The man Washington says holds the key to resolving the TWA hijacking crisis appears to be hardening his position in the negotiations. We hear about that from Bill McLaughlin at the State Department.
Lebanese Shiite leader Nabi Berri plans to hand all the American hostages back to the hijackers to do with as they please if the U.S. can't get Israel to give in to his demands, according to reports reaching here from Beirut. The reports are as yet unconfirmed by the State Department, but seem credible to one U.S. official who said Berri may be setting the stage for washing his hands of the affair if things go wrong. Berri is the leader of the biggest Lebanese Shiite militia group and is known as a moderate who has close connections with the United States. Last night at between 3 and 4 a.m. Beirut time, the hijackers were talked into letting the passengers leave the TWA jet. Berri says they're being protected by him, but it's not known whether the Americans are being held together in one place or if, as recent reports suggest, they've been split up into groups of 3 and 4 and scattered through the slums of Beirut. Bill McLaughlin, CBS News, the State Department.
There is still a great deal of confusion as to the exact number of hostages. Some reports put that number at about 30, but others say as many as 42 people are being held, and there are reports now that the crew of the plane is still aboard the jet. Secretary of State Schultz today called for the immediate release of the hostages, but said the U.S. would not make a deal with the terrorists. The hijackers are demanding the release of more than 700 Shiite Arabs held in Israel. More on the hijacking in a minute.
Radio Shack's Red Tag Sale.
It's amazing.
Save on hundreds of specially priced Red Tag items, including
Hi-Fi equipment, 33 to 40% off.
Radios, 25 to 50% off.
Computer equipment, 33 to 80% off.
Security devices, scanners, and CBs, 14 to 50% off.
Radio Shack's Red Tag Sale.
It's amazing.
Calculators, 30 to 41% off.
Telephones and telephone accessories, 25 to over 70% off.
Video cassette equipment, 24 to 40% off.
Radio Shack's Red Tag Sale.
It's amazing.
Save on hundreds of Red Tag items.
Plus, Radio Shack has tremendous June bargains like
Slim Phones, Pulse or Tone, now only $24.95. Save up to 28%.
Solar-powered calculator, now $6.95. Save 30%.
60-minute cassette tape, regular $1.99, now two for $1.99.
90-minute cassette tape, regular $2.79, now two for $2.79.
This sale good at all Radio Shack stores and participating dealers during June.
Radio Shack's Red Tag Sale.
It's amazing.
The head of an international organization representing airline pilots today urged a boycott of the airports in Athens and Beirut, faulting officials there for lax security and failure to punish hijackers. Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan of New York has another proposal to prevent hijackings.
It is surely time we put sky marshals on our planes around the world. And not big strapping football players, but, you know, 48-year-old gray-haired ladies with large handbags that have concussion grenades in them and small Berettas.
The hostage who was released in Beirut last night because of his poor physical condition arrived in Cyprus today. Robert Peel described how the hijackers threatened to blow up the plane at one of its stops in Algiers.
When they were putting the bombs on the plane in Algeria, they were tense as all get out. They controlled the cockpit. They controlled the radio. And the announcements from everywhere, and I guess there was somebody asked for more time. Anyway, the time came about 8:20, after sitting there from 10 o'clock that morning. And they didn't bomb the plane, let's say it that way. If they had bombed the plane, they would have been killed too, because they were sharpshooters outside the plane in foxholes.
President Reagan was asked about the hijacking at a Rose Garden ceremony today. He replied, the U.S. is doing all it can, and that was all he cared to say.